Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalm, chapter 95, verses 6 and 7. The psalmist writes, "Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the flock under His care." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, we are made for the glory of Jesus. We are made to worship the Lord God Almighty. The Bible says in John chapter 4 verse 24, God is spirit and He is looking for worshipers who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. I like what Augustine wrote. He writes, "O Lord, grant that I may desire Thee, and desiring Thee, seek Thee, and seeking Thee, find Thee, and finding Thee, be satisfied with Thee forever." My dear brothers and sisters, the book of Revelation chapter 4 verse 8 says, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." These are the words of worship that believers will proclaim in heaven one day. Hallelujah. Worship, my dear brothers and sisters, is the cornerstone of a believer's spiritual life. The bedrock of the local church is its worship service, and all aspects of the church's ministry are founded here. It is only as a Christian truly worships that he begins to grow spiritually. Learning to worship and praise God then should be a believer's lifetime pursuit. Our worship reflects the depth of our relationship with God. We must learn to worship God, not only for what He is doing in our personal lives, but above all, for who He is, His being, His character, and His deeds. And that's very important, that we will magnify the Lord, we'll bow before Him in His presence, worship Him in spirit and truth, because in heaven, there'll be no preaching, there'll be no teaching. We will be worshiping Yahweh and we'll be worshiping Yeshua night and day. Hallelujah. In fact, there won't be a night or a day because the Father and the Lamb will be the light of heaven. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, my dear brothers and sisters, determine your hearts to worship the Lord. And a question that comes to my mind is, what does the term worship mean to you? How could your life of worship be improved? I leave these two thoughts with you this morning and ponder about it and say, Lord, I want to be your worshiper. My life and my lifestyle must be a lifestyle of worship unto you. That's what I pray. And once you do that, I believe and I know that the Lord will impart unto you a heart of worship and a life of worship unto Him. Because that's what He's training us here on this ground, that irrespective of any and every situation, we will worship Yahweh, we'll worship Yeshua, and give Him all the glory. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank You for this beautiful day that You have given us. We are in the land of the living, we are in the month of November. We are so, so grateful to You, O Lord God Almighty, that You are gracious and merciful unto us. Lord, we are in the land of the living. And Lord, I thank You for this, Lord, life that You have given us. Thank You for the gift of salvation. Thank You for Your blessings that overtake us every day in our lives. Thank You that You are a Jehovah Jireh, our provider, our Rapha, our healer. You are a Tzidkenu, our righteousness. You are the Jehovah Emkadesh, our God who makes us clean. You are the Jehovah Shalom, our peace. You are the Jehovah Lord God Almighty, Nissi, our banner. You are the Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd. We honor You, we bless You, and we give You the praise. Today, Lord God Almighty, as Your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, running the errands for the day, I pray that, Lord, Your grace and Your glory will abound over their lives. Oh, Father, they will experience the superabundance of God in their lives supernaturally. Even today, you will expand their horizon. You will expand their territory. You will grant them peace. And Father, you will bless them abundantly and keep them from the evil one. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, oh Father. I rebuke every manner of sickness and I command it, get out and enter into that body again no more. Because Lord, your word tells us that by the stripes of Jesus, we were healed and made whole. We thank you, we bless you, we honor you, we appreciate you, and we give you all praise, glory, and dominion. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.